just want to contemplate for a moment what we were talking at the end of last time about the darkness becoming the light, because it's such a beautiful and deep concept here. A desire to receive is always causing us to feel in a state of lack, that something is not going exactly how we want it to go, and we're wanting something more. The natural state of our desire to receive is basically always causing us to feel in a state of lack. There's a principle from the sages that if a person has 100, then they want 200. If a person has 200, then they want 400. Meaning that whatever we have, we always want more. So the desire to receive in its natural state is always causing us to feel that something's, we're in a state of lack, something's not good. But if we can reach the level eventually where every desire to receive that we have is an opportunity to work on transcending that, to be in a state of loving and giving and divine service. It's only by having a desire to receive that we could actually truly love, by giving up that desire to receive to the one that we love. So the desire to receive, which in its natural state is causing us lack, in its elevated state is actually the way that we can love. It's the gateway, it's the springboard that allows us to be able to love through transcending it, through our love being more precious to us and our desire to receive. So that darkness, that feeling of lack, that feeling that everything's not going how we want it to go, everything that we think is like wrong, is actually what gives us the ability to love, to transcend that, to give up that desire to receive. There's an idea that of the darkness itself becoming the light, if we could appreciate it as such. That the locks are the gates. There's a level that all of the problems are not just something to get through to get to the light. But there's a level of consciousness where the darkness is even the light itself. All of that feeling of disconnection gives us the ability to actually connect in the deepest way. So something to really contemplate. It's so deep, the concept of the darkness becoming the light, the locks becoming the gates, our desire to receive becoming the gateway to which we can truly give and truly love.